Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Giovanni Cortolo back, ladies and gentlemen. Giovanni is a great member of our Brain Trust. We're going to celebrate one of his anniversaries today. He's Vice President, Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and one of the coolest dudes you'll ever meet. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I tell you, it's always nice to be on your show.
Good to have you back.
Yeah, you give me such a warm welcome. A lot of things happening here in D.C. I tell you, it's amazing when Congress functions properly.
When did that happen last, Giovanni? Bring us up to date on that, because what you just said didn't sound like anything I recognize. Congress acting properly.
Well, understand, we have not had a budget resolution since 2009. I don't know any business.
Will the GOP get that done this year?
This is budget week. This is when they're going to start.
Yeah.
Laying out the budget guidelines. We're under sequestration. Are we going to bust through those budget caps? I believe we will have a budget finally after 6 years. Just going through the process.
Tell the audience why this is a big deal, because it's sometimes when the government keeps working, it keeps operating. Some people aren't that unhappy about sequestration. We know that during the years of Harry Reid's dominance of the Senate, we didn't get a budget, but yet the government kept working. Explain to the audience why having a budget is a big deal.
Why does she care?
It's
your blueprint. Every business owner knows this. You cut back on programs that aren't working, and you add to programs that are working. And you do it with your forecast of what you're going to take in as far as revenues and what you're going to pay out. And that's kind of, that's one of the primary functions of government. If you avoid that or you neglect that, then it's a free-for-all. And certainly in the last 4 or 5 years, you have not seen that responsibility taken seriously, because
right.
It exposes certain members of Congress to a... to elections.
So just like in a business who doesn't do plan versus actual, doesn't set a budget, or sets a budget and then never goes back and looks at it again and doesn't know how his actual or her actual performance in the marketplace is testing against the budget, you do that for several years, you're not going to stay in business very long, are you?
No, you can't manage what you can't measure, and certainly budget.
Say that again.
You can't manage what you can't measure, and that's exactly what Congress avoided all these years, management over their finances.
Mm-hmm. So this is just another example of how derelict and dysfunctional our government is right now. And the reason why, Giovanni, when I asked my audience last week, do you agree with the president when he said that climate change is our greatest threat? I asked him, do you agree with the president? Do you think it's ISIS? Do you think it's Iran? Or do you think it's the political class in Washington? Over half said our greatest threat was the political class in Washington.
Yeah, it's amazing. I didn't hear those statistics, but it does not surprise me, because we've had a dysfunctional, even to the extent there were more votes on amendments on the Keystone Pipeline in the 3 weeks they debated that in the Senate than all the 2 years of the previous Congress.
Wow.
Amazing. Amazing.
So what do we do about this, Giovanni?
Well, we certainly we're starting to grease those activities in the Senate. And understand, it's votes from both parties. So this is not just Republican or Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
It's votes on amendments that were offered by both parties that were blocked in the previous 2 years.
So the debate is happening now, whereas previously, under Reid, there was no debate.
None whatsoever. In fact, it was funny because a lot of the staffers had to really educate themselves on the rules.
They actually had to go to work, didn't they?
they forgot some of the parliamentary rules in running the Senate.
Wow.
And because they haven't used them in so long. And it was the joke we really had to dust off some of those books and really figure out how to do it, else you get caught short.
Oh, Giovanni, hold on to that thought. Folks, Giovanni is I've talked about the net neutrality issue on this show. I've written about it, as you know, and we've had other experts in here. Giovanni's been covering this from a policy standpoint. He's going to share some of his ideas on us for us when you come back and explain to us a little bit more about what the government is proposing. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.